work coming up. Oh my God. Guys, it finally happened. Oh my God. Yes. Taylor and Travi are getting married. Oh, we'll talk about it. When is the date? When are they having babies? What is the wedding going to look like? Did you see the post on the gram? Oh my God. We're so excited. Lord of mercy. We'll get into that. Plus, the rest of the news from around the NFL that comes your way in 20 minutes. We'll also preview the Big Ten during the show and chat with Jake Butt, former Michigan tight end who now works for the Big Ten Network and SiriusXM Radio. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Chelsea, how you doing? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's a big day. We have daytime baseball to bet on.
Yes.
So let me ask you, like, how was the news received in your household? Because I know that you have rolled your eyes continuously when we talk about Taylor Swift. But Catherine, your fiance, is a huge Taylor Swift fan. So was she uncontrollable? Did she handle it smoothly? What was the consensus there?
Well, what was funny is that the lovely Catherine was excited, but I was out in Ashburn with the Commanders when this news broke. And I work with a lot of very talented young women, and we're all friends. And they were losing their minds. Like, the producer of our podcast, Anna, we're sitting there and we're getting ready to go into the studio. And I hear, oh my God, guys, Taylor Swift just got engaged. Taylor Swift just got engaged. So she's looking at Instagram. She's freaking out. All of a sudden, Maddie comes in and Maddie's like, what? On a Tuesday, she got engaged on a Tuesday. And then Caroline, who is in her cubicle, starts playing a Taylor Swift song. And it was like just absolute madness for like 5 or 10 minutes. And I was like, this is wild. Like, everybody had to calm down. And then eventually we had to go back to work. And then I got home and the lovely Catherine was very excited. And of course, she posted about it on Instagram like everybody did. And she was pumped about it, but she was also kind of stressed about work at the time. So she was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill somebody right now. So she was excited, but I was right in the middle of a few women just going crazy as soon as they heard the news. It was interesting to sort of watch it go down.
Can I ask you something? Like, what's the appropriate response to hearing that somebody is engaged that you know? Because I feel like I'm not an over-the-top person, and sometimes I feel bad. Because I think sometimes my friends want me to, like, shriek or something.
Right.
So what was, like, the reaction to, like, your friends? Like, is it personal? Is it, like, based on the person's personality? Or do you need a scream no matter the person?
No, I think it's probably different based on how old you are and your own personal story.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think for me, I just got a lot of very personal messages. It wasn't people like screaming and screeching. It was just a lot of very personal, like, hey, I'm really happy for you, or you deserve this, or I can't tell you how happy this makes me. Just like some very, just very intimate, like personal messages where just people I had not heard from in a long time. And they were just like, this is exactly what you deserve. I'm so happy. And that to me is really all you want, right? Just people who reach out and they're genuinely happy for you. Because sometimes people get very, you know, they're sort of like frenemy about it, or they're happy for you, but then maybe they're not because of their own personal issues. Like, I remember one of Catherine's friends when we started going out, like, her friend was angry with her. Because it's like, well, we're not going to spend as much time together. And Catherine was like, well, but I, you know, I'm almost 40. I found someone. I've been looking, like, aren't you happy for me? And I was like, what is this? This is weird. So people can have different reactions. But ultimately, I think you just want people who are genuinely happy that you are happy.
Yeah, that's always a red flag. I don't think that person needs to be invited.
It wasn't great.
Like, if you're trying to trim the list, I don't think she makes the cut. Because that should never be your reaction, especially, like you said, like, if you're older in life and you thought maybe it wouldn't happen for you.
Yeah.
And I think some people thought that for Taylor Swift, because in celebrity world, like, she's been around the block a while, you know? And I feel like she was getting to the category of, like, who was, like, the running, like, joke with, you know, Hollywood starlets that couldn't find a man? Was it Jennifer Aniston? Where people are like, I always hope she finds someone. I still don't know if she's found someone.
I don't think so.
I did hear a rumor about her and a certain really high-ranking official, which... Have you heard this rumor?
No.
I don't want to spread it, because I don't know if there's any truth to it. a former high-ranking official. So a little teaser there. But I think people.
Yes, I know what you're talking about now. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you live in D.C. Saying. I feel like you definitely have heard this.
Yes, I've heard this. Yes.
But I think at the end of the day, like, people root for people like that. Like, they want them to go through the struggle. Like, we don't want people who are like 22 to find love just right off the bat. You want them to go through the storms because we want people to work for it. It's the same in sports. Mm-hmm. We love the guys who start like Tom Brady, who was a sixth round pick, who had to work his way up the totem pole and had to work really hard. So I think that's why a lot of people are genuinely happy for Taylor Swift, among other reasons.
It's wild. Like, this is everywhere. I walked in this morning. First thing, Denton, you knew it would be, because the TVs are always blaring. There's a picture of the ring. I mean, it is an absolutely stunning ring. Reportedly, 10 carats, around $1 million on that ring.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Stunning. Great pictures on Instagram. What was your reaction? What did you think when you heard this news? Because I know the people around me. For me, I was like, oh, good for them. I am absolutely happy for them. But what did you think?
I think of, like, logistics first. Like, when I saw this, I was like, imagine the pressure surrounding proposing to a billionaire who's the biggest celebrity in the world. Like, you would feel like there's a lot of pressure there, especially when your fan base doubles as a cult. So no pressure, Travis. But I also feel like Travis Kelce is that type of personality where, like, he doesn't overthink it. Like, right. I don't think he was thinking about it. You know, I think it's just like, well, she's awesome. I'm going to propose to her. Because it didn't seem like that crazy, like the proposal. Like, the flowers and the scenery was nice, but it wasn't like, you know, at the top of the Eiffel Tower or something.
Right.
I was wondering if it was going to be more grandiose, because Taylor Swift obviously puts on this huge show when she goes on tours, and she is a huge catch.
So how long do you think they've been engaged?
2 weeks.
You think 2 weeks?
It is 2 weeks, right?
Well, I don't know. I was talking with my wife last night. She was like, all right, well, her nails were the same nails that she had during that podcast appearance, but the flowers that were in the picture were flowers that are more in bloom in, like, the month of May or June, so I don't know if they'd still be this in bloom in August. I don't know what flowers they were. I don't know about flowers. But they're saying that this has been a lot longer, and they just decided to release it on a Tuesday.
Yes, and which is not a mistake. Like, apparently, here's the thing. The only issue I have with this is, look, this was perfectly curated, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, perfect. Absolutely perfect. And now there are numerous reports. I think it was Taylor's dad or someone who said, yeah, they've been engaged for 2 weeks. So it was so perfectly done where, look, Taylor appears on the New Heights podcast. They get all these views. She announces the album. Right after the album, there's going to be different versions, different colors of the vinyl that are coming out for her new album, and then this comes out. So there's been this two-week period where there's been this slow build-up until this perfect Instagram curation comes out with different Easter eggs. By the way, Tuesday, you know Taylor, 13 is her number, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so August 26th, 13 plus 13, released at 1 o'clock, 13th hour of the day. There's other Easter eggs in there. So, which is, that's what her fans want. So here's the thing, like, I'm super happy for them. All of this is wonderful. I wish them the absolute best. But I will say, when something is so clearly pre-planned and curated, to me it takes away a little bit of the authenticity. But then again, that's what her fans want. They want everything to be perfect and, you know, sort of tied together in this wonderful way where there's just no notes. And I get that, but it would be nice sometimes to feel like they just kind of went for it without all this planning involved. But that I probably sound like an old guy saying.
And we get a New Heights episode in 3 hours.
Right. Like, it's all perfectly planned.
But on the opposite side, like, if you get engaged, don't you want a few weeks to tell your close friends and family? Like, I think she deserves that. Like, before you release it to the world. Because I know people do this that aren't celebrities. They say, hey, I'm going to post this on Instagram in a week. I wanted to tell you first. So, like, from a very basic standpoint, I do think that makes sense. And how much planning do you think Travis had in this? Like, do you think that Taylor Swift curated this engagement? Because, like, that's my question. If Travis did it, I don't think there's numerology involved. No. I think he was just like, yeah, I think it's about time. So I don't know if she had a hand in this, because more and more I think it's less kind of against the grain for girls to plan parts of their engagement. Like, I know now women look at rings. Like, mm-hmm. for me, it was a complete shock. Like, I didn't have anything to do with it. But I got engaged, like, 15 years ago. But now I feel like women want more of an active part in their engagement. And I can't see Taylor Swift, like, sitting back and being, like, chill about it. Like, she definitely feels like she wears the pants in the relationship.
Oh, there's no question. And because she's such a marketing machine, right? Like, she's going to control all of this. All of this was very controlled. And I think you make a very good point, which is, look, you want some time to share this with your friends, your family, yourself. You want to be able to sort of soak it in and enjoy the moment, because as soon as people find out, they're going to go crazy. Like, it's just, it's amazing to me. I sat down yesterday to do the pod with the Commanders, and I thought, okay, this is going to last about an hour. When I log back onto Instagram, how many posts will there be about this engagement in an hour? And I don't follow a lot of people. I hardly follow any celebrities. These are just friends of mine. And I think I saw 10 stories within the hour posting about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm like, this is what? Like, I get it. It's going to be everywhere. But even just people I know are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And so I get it. But this is kind of when I go into my, I'm a little worn out by this, because already it was just like everywhere surrounding me. Like, we were doing the pod. Like, and I love Anna. She's an absolute sweetheart and so good at what she does. And we're in the middle of the podcast, and I see her going, just going through her phone. I go, Anna, are you looking at Instagram right now? Are you, during our pod that you're producing, are you watching stories about Travis and Taylor? She's like, yes. I mean, it's just wild to me how many people just get so sucked in by this.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things where you can't look away. Like, you can bury your head in the sand and say, like, oh, I'm not going to follow it, but it's going to hit you in the face. So whether you like it or not, it feels like the top story trending around the world. So you might as well, like, have a take on it. It's fine, like, for content standpoint. And I was thinking about this. As much as people love to put down Taylor Swift, you know who used to be, like, the number one mega celebrity in the world? It used to be Kim Kardashian. So listen, we could sit here and be talking about that as opposed to Taylor Swift. So from a respectability standpoint, I get that Kim Kardashian's very good at marketing, but at least Taylor Swift has a very honed skill that she worked very hard on. And as a mom, I feel like she is a good role model. So, Jenks, it could be worse.
That's true. I mean, these next few months, though, oh my God. Like, the number of organizations, like, this was the front page of ESPN, right? It was the second story on the NBC Nightly News last night. They had nothing on the war in Ukraine, but this was story number two. The NHL posted something. And I know, it's crazy. And people were losing their minds. Like, especially hockey fans were like, this has nothing to do with hockey. It was, like, the comments, they were so angry. It's crazy.
Well, it's our royal wedding. Like, since we don't have royals, like, this is probably the closest thing we have to it, right?
That's true.
But do you know who probably loves this? Roger Goodell's like, hell yeah, another cash cow for another year, because we know that he's going to try to find a way to weave this into games. And it's not hard because the Chiefs are obviously one of the top dogs in the NFL. So, like, it doesn't have to be that, like, obvious.
Yeah.
But he's definitely going to try to use this to make more money.
Oh, yes. The plans are already in place. Like, she's definitely doing halftime at the Super Bowl.
I was about to say, does she do the Super Bowl this year?
Yes. Because
this feels like Kelce's last year, which, by the way, he's 13th season. But this feels like Travis Kelce's last year. Does she do the Super Bowl finally?
Has to. It's going to come together. And this is, you know, the NFL doesn't pay performers to do the halftime show. They would probably pay Taylor. Because, you know what I mean? If they're going to pay anybody,
I'd pay her under the table.
They would be like, hey, we don't pay people.
Pay you in cash.
Take this cash, straight cash, unmarked bills, because the ratings it would bring and the eyeballs it would bring, biggest halftime show in Super Bowl history. And there is a really strong possibility the Chiefs could be playing. There's a viral video. Travis supposed to be in the locker room, but he's peeking out because he wants to watch his fiance perform. Oh, my God. You can just see it. Coming up, he may not have a team right now, but he'll always have the Cutlets. We'll discuss players released on Tuesday, including Tommy DeVito. It's next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.